Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Cheyenne and Courtney from Seeds of Change in Anchorage. So we're going to jump into what all of that is. There's so much to tell here in just a short amount of time, but I always like to start my show by asking my guests to tell me a little bit about themselves, how you got to Alaska and your connection to agriculture. So one of you start.
I was born in Alaska.
Okay.
I haven't left yet. And the way I've connected with Seeds of Change was through my counselor.
Okay.
She was talking about the program, saying it could help me a lot. And it really has within the year that I've been there.
Okay, good. And this is Cheyenne talking, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Just for folks that can't see our lovely faces. And so Courtney, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I moved to Alaska about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Graduated high school about a year ago. So after that, I was just looking for a job. Coming from Hawaii, I was used to growing my own produce and just being able to go outside, pick things off the tree. So
big change.
Yeah, it was a big change coming to Alaska. And then having the opportunity to work at Seeds of Change was pretty awesome, where I'm working hands-on with the plants.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Good. Okay. So when I first heard about Seeds of Change, I heard about you guys as a hydroponic greenhouse in Anchorage. And I thought, oh, another hydroponic greenhouse in Anchorage. This is good. We need more of this. But there is so much more to your guys' story. You are a hydroponic greenhouse in Anchorage, right?
Yes.
But you are a mission, I would say you're a mission-driven organization, right? So what is the mission of Seeds of Change? Why are you more than just a hydroponic greenhouse?
Alaska Seeds of Change's mission is to employ and empower local youth, promoting self-reliance and community involvement to grow and sell fresh produce.
Okay.
So pretty much we're growing fresh produce while helping grow ourselves, grow the youth, future community.
Yeah, absolutely. How did the organization get started? Who can tell me more about that?
The way the organization got started was through Anchorage Community Health Services.
Okay.
They wanted a program to help with young youth to get some job experiences.
Okay.
Because we all know out there with job experiences, if you don't have any on your resume, it's hard to get a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the group that we mentally look at. If they don't have job experience or lack of some, we definitely try our hardest to help them out.
Okay. So you can be a first job for people looking for that first work experience. And you do have a specific age range that you're working with, right? You target, I think the website said 16 to 24-year-olds. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So young people, probably their first job. And we talk about the mission base of the organization. Are you specifically targeting kids that, have home life issues or, socioeconomic issues? Can any child apply? Or what are the parameters there for getting involved?
It's kind of, anyone can apply. It's transitional age youth. Everyone goes through different things in their life, and anyone can use awesome support.
Yeah.
So along with Seeds of Change, we have a sister company through Anchorage Community Mental Health, and that's Alaska Youth Advocates.
Okay.
And that's where we help individuals between the ages of 13 and 23. So you could consider that more our outreach side, where we're helping people with a drop-in center, and that's where we help people apply for jobs if they need free food, free clothes, and even financial assistance. So we kind of try to help everyone, even if they aren't working in the greenhouse learning and our job skills, we are still assisting them in other ways.
Sure, absolutely. So Cheyenne, let's get into, you mentioned that you became involved with Seeds of Change through your counselor's encouragement, right? So tell us a little bit about that. Why did she want or think that this would be a good fit for you?
My counselor thought this would be a good fit because she noticed that when I was growing up, there was so much going on that it was hard for me to keep a stable environment around me. So she offered Seeds of Change to me and my brother.
Okay.
And she noticed that it would be great for the both of us. And so he and I both thought, might as well, we'll see what it's about.
Yeah.
And we applied for it and we started working. And I realized the more I started working there, the more I was into my community, more stable, able to talk with people without bringing some sort of attitude in. It was really hard for me to do that, but with being Seeds of Change, it helped immensely.
Okay, good. And so you've been with the organization for a year now, and what's your role at Seeds of Change now? Are you still just an employee, or do you have a bigger position?
I am an employee, but I'm also a farmer market leader.
Okay.
It's when we all go out and we'll have new people with us, we'll have at least one farmer market lead and sometimes a supervisor.
Okay.
It really depends on the market. When we were at Fire Island Bakery, it was just two of us, okay. Farmer market lead and then a coworker. But the south side on O'Malley, it's supervisor, farmer's lead, and sometimes we bring somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get into that a little bit. You are a hydroponic greenhouse in Anchorage that is growing a bunch of food, and you're talking about where that food is sold at different farmers markets in town, right? So you mentioned the Fire Island Bakery market. That's a Wednesday farmers market, right? And then South Anchorage Farmers Market is probably the biggest market in Anchorage on Saturdays. Are those the only two farmers market where your produce are for sale?
Right now, once it gets a bit colder, we will be at the Sears Market. We haven't decided Wednesday or Thursday. It really depends.
Okay.
But we will be there as well.
Okay, very good. And let's jump into the specifics of what you're growing in the greenhouse. What all is growing there?
Well, every Monday we seed nearly 1,000 heads of lettuce, I would say.
Wow.
Various types of lettuces. And then we also do different herbs. We have three types of basil, regular Genovese, lemon, Thai basil. How many mints do we have now? 7 mints?
I would have to say at least 7. It's really different types of mint that we have out there.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah, chocolate mint, ginger mint, you name it, some crazy ones.
Apple mint, pineapple mint.
Really? I didn't even know there were so many mints to be had.
Yeah.
Very good.
We didn't either until we started planting them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely learned a lot. We're growing nasturtiums as well, so that's a cool flowering crop.
Yeah, an edible flower, right? Yeah. And they're pretty, right?
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it took us a while to learn that since we are hydroponics, we're using LED lights. We didn't know what setting would make the plant flower, so it took a little time. Finally adjusted our red light setting.
Oh, okay.
So now our plants are flowering, so it's pretty cool to see the nasturtium flowers in the greenhouse.
Yeah. So, Courtney, while you're I was just thinking we should talk a little bit more about your role there. How did you start with Seeds of Change, and then what's your position now?
I was looking for a part-time job starting college, and I wanted to be able to work. I loved plants, so once I found out about this opportunity, it was just online. I was so excited. I didn't know if it was real at first because, like, how awesome hydroponic greenhouse in the middle of Anchorage.
Yeah.
So I applied, had the interview. It was awesome. Started working there, and then I got involved with Alaska Youth Advocates after about 3 months working with Seeds. So now I work with both programs, about a little bit more at Seeds throughout the week. But, yeah, so a lot of different roles.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it sounds like they're two, you know, very incredible efforts that are happening there with the two organizations. So it's cool that you can play a part in both spots. Quick reminder to listeners that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Courtney and Cheyenne from Alaska Seeds of Change, a hydroponic greenhouse, mission-driven, though, hydroponic greenhouse in Anchorage. So let's talk about those specifics a little bit more. I'm sure we've piqued some listeners' interest. Where do they go to find more? Do you have a website? Are you on social media? How can we find out more about Alaska Seeds of Change?
We have a website, and we're also on Facebook.
Okay. And what's the website?
The website would be www.alaskaseedsofchange.com.
Okay. Very good. And then you said you're on Facebook. Are you on Instagram and the other social media outlets?
Not yet, but we'll keep you guys updated.
Okay, good. Yeah, and so are you, you're a hydroponic greenhouse that's, you know, growing and selling, obviously, lots of different produce at farmers markets. But what is the structure of the organization? It sounds like because there's this advocacy arm and this youth development arm, are you just a normal business that folks can, is the only way to support the business through buying the produce? Or are you nonprofit based such that you can accept donations or quasi, a little bit of both?
We are under Anchorage Community Mental Health Services, which is a nonprofit.
Oh, okay,
so
perfect.
We are a nonprofit. We do accept donations. We have a lot of volunteers.
Yeah.
We also work alongside people who are, you could say, interns and working, let's say, with like Nine Star, McLaughlin, other organizations.
Yeah.
So there's many different ways to get involved, and we're always looking for different routes and trying out new things.
Oh, good. Very good. And more specifically, you mentioned that the greenhouse is in downtown Anchorage. What does that mean? Where is the greenhouse located specifically? Can people come visit it? Do you do tours? What's all the details there?
The greenhouse is on Arctic and West 26th.
Okay.
And we do tours.
Right.
We have a mailing list that sits at the booth with us at the markets.
Okay.
They can write down their email and their name, and they can put down if they want to volunteer for either Seeds or AYA.
Okay.
Or if they just want to put down wanting a tour.
Yeah.
And when we get back to the greenhouse, we put it into our contacts, and one of our supervisors will email them. It's like, hey, I noticed you wanted a tour.
Yeah.
Would this day work for you?
Oh, very good. Yeah. Good. And describe it to me. Most of our listeners probably have an idea of what a hydroponic greenhouse is, but let's pretend like they don't. So what does that mean? What's the difference between a regular greenhouse and a hydroponic greenhouse?
To start off, we save a lot of water compared to traditional farming, and we can grow year-round in temperatures below zero sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
and you're in the middle of downtown Anchorage.
Middle of Anchorage.
Yeah.
In a warehouse. And, of course, we have the youth growing the produce. So you walk in, you usually see purple-looking lights, and that's made up of a red, blue, and white spectrum of lightings that we can adjust. The lights move back and forth. We call them three zones. So depending on if it's a lettuce or if it's an herb or something in between, we kind of tailor the nutrients to those three zones. They all have lights that move back and forth, and then the carts, we call them carts, which the plants are on, is totally movable. So you can close off the water, make sure, like, cut off the water supply, turn off the drainage, and you can move the carts anywhere in the greenhouse. So everything is totally movable.
Okay.
We change up the design of the greenhouse all the time. We're moving lettuce to different zones, herbs to different zones, always changing things. So having everything on carts and wheels to move the plants is awesome, especially when it comes time to harvest. For example, some people who have hurt their knees and things and can't walk.
Sure.
Having someone move a cart for them and just being able to kind of sit down and still work, it's awesome. So,
yeah. Are there pictures of the carts on your website?
We do. We do have
okay,
a lot of
good.
Pictures, as well as on our Facebook. We've been trying to post more on there.
Okay, good. Because I've seen a lot of hydroponic setups that are like tubular, you know, they're vertical tubes and the plants are coming out the sides. Is that how yours
it is.
Are?
It or? Is a vertical, it's called a vertical drip tower system.
Okay.
So we have water that comes through and it goes down the middle of these, you could call it almost like a tube. It's more of a cube type shape. Drips down. And there's a wicking strip in the middle, and that's where kind of the plant's roots are attached. So it hits the roots, the plants get their water, and they just go grow out of these vertical towers. It's pretty impressive. Our lettuce we can have from seed to harvest in 6 to 7 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that is cool. And so there's no soil anywhere. You're not growing anything in soil. Yeah. Is there any growing medium inside the cubes or tubes? Like, is there some of that vermiculite or those other materials that I've seen at some hydroponic facilities? Or
we do. We do have a soil plug. It's made out of a sod and binding agent.
Okay.
So it's totally soilless.
Okay.
But it's almost like a sponge.
Yeah.
It looks like a dirt sponge in a way.
Okay. Very good. So this hydroponic growing is not for the faint of heart, and it's not for someone who just, you know, comes in off the streets with no farming experience. Who's the person that's taken the lead on teaching all of you guys all of this background information on how to grow food in this way?
It would be everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The supervisors, when it first was just three people, they taught us how it goes. And then when we added on more people, the three people who originally were there taught everyone else.
Okay.
And that's how it goes. Like, when we get new people, we'll pull out some people like, hey, are you willing to teach this person the ways that it goes? And if they are, that goes around. We teach everything to everyone. And there's some times that the new people teach us something new about the program.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to see and be around because you learn things new every day.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. How many people are employed by Alaska Seeds of Change?
I would say between, like, roughly around 10, give or take a few, sometimes upwards of 15.
Okay.
And then we also have our interns, what kind of varies depending on like the school season.
Yeah. And so you're selling at farmers markets. And then I think I saw on the website that you're also providing food to some restaurants. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to name them? Or is there some good clients of yours that have been good supporters of the program that we want to mention?
Arctic Harvest Deliveries has been awesome. I believe they're our first client
over
a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Arctic Harvest, Original.
Marco T's.
Pangea. They've been originals with us.
Good supporters.
Yeah, since the beginning.
Yeah. So you're probably charging like a normal market price, like, right? You're just, from the outsider's perspective, when they're buying food, it's all the bells and whistles that they should expect, you know, just buying from any other farm, right?
Definitely. Not only does our lettuce last longer at home, but you can get half a pound for about $5. And to me, that's pretty reasonable when I go to the store and buy a box of spinach for about that price.
Yeah, absolutely.
With our produce at the markets, the lettuce, the basil, some of the nasturtiums, some of the other herbs are $5, but most of the herbs are only $3.
Okay. Yeah. Are they in clamshells? Do you use plastic bags? What is the delivery method?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Sometimes we do clamshells. I think we're trying to get more into that. We do try to use clamshells that aren't made out of plastic.
Yeah.
So we're always trying to try various packaging options, always changing that up. And we also do grow our strawberries. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, so strawberries.
One awesome thing I want to talk about is seeing strawberries grow off vertical towers is quite impressive. And since we don't have bees to pollinate these flowers on the strawberries, we just shake the towers.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. So how long have you been in strawberry production?
I would have to say almost half a year now.
Yeah. Do they taste incredibly better than outside strawberries?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So fresh, especially when there's snow outside and it's winter.
Yeah.
Who else has fresh strawberries?
Yeah. No kidding. That's awesome. Very good. Do those make it to the restaurants or do they all get eaten by the employees?
With the strawberries, it goes to the markets.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if any of the restaurants wanted strawberries or not.
Yeah.
We haven't got an order for it.
Yeah.
But probably in the future, they'll want some strawberries.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll step up those orders and the employees aren't eating too many.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't really touched on when Alaska Seeds of Change got its start. How long have you guys been around?
Seeds of Change started in December of 2016.
Okay. So you're coming up on an anniversary of 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. And how many, kind of an unfair question, but maybe you guys know the answer. Do you know how many youth have been through the program in that year and a half's time?
I would have to say at least 15 has been in the program.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And I just looked at the clock and it threw me off. But it is time for another interruption to remind listeners that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Courtney and Cheyenne from Alaska Seeds of Change. And what I was going to ask is put on your magic glasses and imagine 5 years from now. What would you like Alaska Seeds of Change to look like then, or where are you headed? What are some of the future plans for the program? How do you plan to expand or take this a different direction? What do you think?
Well, hopefully we'll have solar panels up by then.
Solar
panels.
Be more
sustainable.
Yeah.
And we will be spreading out. I know just yesterday at an event, some people are saying they want something like this out in Wasilla Palmer area.
Okay.
That they want these in schools. We were just talking about that at work yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's the goal, is to hopefully expand this and make sure if people want fresh produce, they can have fresh produce. Make sure it's accessible for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Cheyenne? Can you think of any visions for what it'll look like in the future or what you hope it looks like?
I hope it looks like some of the produce that we have goes to more of the villages.
Okay.
Right now we have some of them.
Oh, right. ACC Stores is one of your clients, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But expanding that?
Yeah, I would love to expand that to more of the villages out there, because they noticed that you get some fresh produce. It lasts them a week, and they just want more and more. And I'm thinking, well, if people from different villages come and visit them and notice this, they'll go back to their village and talk to them about it and see if they can get onto it.
Yeah, very good. So that in the future, there could be these little hubs of Alaska Seeds of Change you know, growing units or little mini hydroponic units all over the state, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's so what else makes you guys different? I'm thinking about your business model, and I know one of the limiting factors of hydroponic production is the electric bill. Some people think, you know, they try it, they give it a shot, and then they just keeping those LED lights going, keeping the water heated, some of these things are barriers to hydroponic production. So what makes it pencil out for you guys?
We're a nonprofit. Our overhead is quite high. We recently went through kind of a new business strategy planning earlier this year, and we decided to, rather than hiring more people, try to out different interns, go through different organizations. That's how we try to cover some of my cost, yeah, as well as boosting up any extra space, making sure we're trying to grow there.
Yeah. Very
just
good.
Maxing out our space as well.
Yeah. Do you know what the square footage of your warehouse is?
10,000 square feet.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good amount
of
space.
It's a nice size.
Yeah. And you said just the other day you planted 1,000 heads of lettuce. Is that
usually
what you're
saying? On Mondays.
Yeah, yeah. You're seeding that many.
Yeah.
So then 6 to 7 weeks later, you've got 1,000 or, you know, maybe a few less. There might be a few lost along the way, but that's a lot of produce that you're moving out through those markets.
Yeah. I think recently, for the last few months now, we've been harvesting, I want to say 100 to 200 pounds of lettuce a week.
Okay.
Yeah, the most we've harvested was about 160 pounds of lettuce.
Okay. Wow. What percentage is going to farmers market versus like through Kyla and Arctic Harvest, you know?
Kyla does, Arctic Harvest does a lot of our deliveries.
Okay.
They've taken a lot over most of our restaurant deliveries for us.
Yeah.
Making it a lot easier on our side.
Absolutely.
Very much appreciate that. Then besides our few deliveries to restaurants, we would probably take maybe 30 pounds to the markets.
Okay.
During the heat of the summer, it's definitely a lot more.
Yeah.
It's been coming down in numbers.
Sometimes in the markets, we'll take about 50 pounds of lettuce.
Wow. Yeah.
It really depends on the time of year. In the beginning of the market on the south side, on O'Malley, we took about 100 pounds of lettuce, and we came back with only 15.
Yeah, because you were probably one of the only vendors with lettuce available, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot item. Yeah. That market extends for another month, right, into mid-October?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. In addition to AC stores, are there other grocery stores moving your guys' product?
We're actually trying to get into some of the grocery stores.
Okay. So you are looking for more outlets for your product right now?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay, good.
With all our extra produce, we do donate it to various places. Beans Cafe. I think recently we donated like 70 pounds of lettuce. So
wow, that's
even
great.
If we can't sell it, we're still going to harvest it so it doesn't go bad.
And sure.
Never want any of it to go to waste. So it's awesome to be able to call up different organizations and actually go and drop it off and be even more involved in the community in that aspect.
Make a contribution in that way. That's great. Yeah, very good. And so when people leave Seeds of Change, like employees, when they're moving on to their next position, their next role in the community, has anybody taken the skills that they've learned at Seeds of Change and gone on to additional farming or additional food production, do you know?
Yeah, I do know of one of our coworkers. She's above us. She was almost a supervisor lead in the greenhouse. She is now working in town in a different greenhouse, and
I'm
pretty sure she's liking it. And I'm actually leaving the company, and this is my final week, and I'm going to be going back to Hawaii and going to be working with aquaponics there.
Oh, okay.
So taking my love and all this new education from working at Seeds of Change and growing hydroponically, now involving that with fish.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So tell folks, many Alaskans haven't heard of aquaponics because that fish farming part of the equation is illegal in the state. So tell us, tell us what aquaponics adds to the system.
So aquaponics, instead of having to buy fertilizers and just food for the plants is a big cost. So the plants just by feeding the fish, they're going to use the bathroom, their poop and pee is going to be nutrients for the plants, and it's a kind of like a closed loop system. Then the plant's roots will suck out all those awesome nutrients from the poop and pee, clean the water in a way so it can be fed back to the fish, and just an awesome cycle where you can harvest your plants and your fish.
Yeah, Yep. I've traveled outside a couple different times and seen those systems in Nevada and down in the south, and where they're growing tilapia and some other types of fish in the water. And it's pretty cool. Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Well, that's good. That's good that this is inspiring more food production and perhaps, you know, farming related or food related jobs in the state. That's a good thing. What about you, Cheyenne? What do you see in your future? Are you going to stick with Seeds of Change for a while, or has this, you know, sparked a little farming interest in you?
I'm going to be planning on staying with Seeds of Change just for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So then with the new employees that we're going to be having sooner or later, has somewhat structure there and show them how it goes. We've actually had one of our supervisors leave yesterday. It was her last day.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to be a little bit harder to cope with that, but we have some strong people in the Seeds of Change that will help others.
Yeah. Are you guys currently, well, you mentioned a position opening up there, but are you hiring now if folks are listening and thinking about a youth that they know in the Anchorage area that might be interested in this program? Are you currently hiring, or do you accept applications all the time?
We are always accepting applications, okay. But we are currently not hiring.
Okay. And where could they find the applications? Let's go ahead and give that contact information again for Seeds of Change.
It's also going to be online, as well as, I believe, our Facebook page. We recently added that.
Okay. So remind folks again what the website for Seeds of Change is. Nobody wants to say www again.
The website is at alaskaseedsofchange.com.
Okay, very good. And if we just search for Seeds of Change on Facebook, we should be able to find you there too.
Yes.
Check out the pictures and job listings and the cool produce that you guys are producing. So what else? What's new? If you think about just in the short-term future of Seeds of Change, are there any other exciting projects that you guys are working on, or any developments with Seeds of Change that you want to talk about? Are you trying new plants? Or you said you're seeking new outlets, so additional restaurants and grocery stores where you want to move the product. But what else are you guys working on?
We actually have some of our partners renting the space with us.
Okay.
One of them would be Far North Farm Guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with those guys.
Yeah. So another way we kind of help with our cost is with Far North Fungi. Not only are they sharing the space with us, but by growing mushrooms, that CO2 production from the plants gets consumed by the mushrooms.
Right.
Mushrooms produce oxygen, vice versa.
Yeah.
And I'm a little confused. And it's an awesome symbiotic relationship between the plants and the fungi.
Yeah.
So we have an entire little section in our greenhouse closed off where our baby sprouts are. And that's where we have probably about 20 different, you could call them mushroom bags, where the mushrooms, the mycelium is just growing and exchanging that CO2 and oxygen with the plants.
Very cool. We've had them on the show. That's such a cool thing that they're doing as well, and probably definitely the most delicious mushrooms I've ever had, definitely in this state.
For sure.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's a good one. I'm glad to hear about that. I guess I didn't realize, I can't remember if he mentioned that when he was on the show or not, that he was co-located with you guys, but that's really good. Anything else you can think of that you guys have got going on or that you want to make sure and mention?
Currently working on some different grants.
Oh, okay.
Another awesome thing about Seeds of Change is they want us to be involved with everything. So if we're interested in learning about grants, we can help with the grant writing process.
Oh,
if we want to learn more about spreadsheets and more back office type things, we can do that. There's so many different routes where we can choose what we're passionate about and go with that.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you guys have such an incredible thing going on, from not only from food production, which is usually what we talk about on Ag Matters, but the youth side of it and the Anchorage Community Works. Is that the other program? Alaska, your other sister
Alaska
organization?
Alaska Youth Advocates.
Alaska Youth Advocates. Very good. So I just want to thank you both for being on the show today, talking about Alaska Seeds of Change and doing the great work that you're doing. Thanks for being here, Courtney and Cheyenne.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Good job.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.